nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
Dale Carnegie said, "Bait the hook to suit the fish." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who bait the hook to suit the fish. Our first playmaker is a former CPA who wanders around dressed as a Tin Man. Our second playmaker helps clients reduce RAM, Random Acts of Marketing. With us today is the CEO of a credit union that has added 19,000 new members and $100 million in assets. Our second playmaker has a digital marketing agency and developed ROE, Return on Energy. These great playmakers are Jim Mingy, CEO of Texas Trust Credit Union, and Michael Rose, CEO of Mojo Media Labs and founder of Return on Energy. And we're going to begin today's show with Michael. Michael Rose is the founder of Return on Energy and the CEO of Mojo Media Labs, a digital marketing agency, which has become the laboratory for Michael's Return on Energy methodology. A scientist by training, a teacher by nature, and an entrepreneur by will, Michael drew from his life experiences to create a new communication methodology, if I can say that right again, and ultimately his book ROE Powers ROI, The Ultimate Way to Think and Communicate for Ridiculous Results. Michael notes that with ROE, he's broken the code of business. Michael says, once you adopt ROE and are disciplined enough to put it into practice, it'll change the way you think and communicate, both at a personal level and in your position, whatever that seat might be in any conceivable organization. ROE was developed as the secret sauce of my company. We're going to see what that secret sauce is. Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I mentioned a little bit about your background, but my first question is, how does a biochemist working at Alcon Labs start a digital marketing agency and develop ROE?
And who writes a book on vision on top of that,
there
right?
There you go.
In focus. I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. I saw how hard my, not just parents, but my grandparents worked for very little return. So when I graduated high school, I decided to do anything but own my own business. So I focused in the completely opposite direction. Decided to go pre-med, graduated with a degree in biochemistry, went to work at Alcon Laboratories in the pharmaceutical research area for about 4 years until the e-gene kicked in, when I say the entrepreneurial gene kicked in. So it was really after the first year of law school that I decided to focus on starting my business. So I called my dad in the lab one day and I said, I'm going to start my business. And he goes, what in the world are you thinking? I can't say exactly what he said, but what in the world are you thinking? And from there, just decided to start the business and first one in my family to go to college, and it's been fun ever since 1997.
1997, so we're looking at about 17 years.
Yes.
You started Mojo Media Labs.
Started Marketing Candy, which is still around today.
In 1997. Correct me wrong, but if I looked at the websites, and your wife handles a lot of that, is that correct?
She does, and now I'm back into a family business and enjoying it. But my wife, Nicole, runs Marketing Candy. I run Mojo Media Labs and do a lot of speaking on and workshops on ROE.
Well, it sounds like they work together.
They do.
All the businesses work together.
They're very synergistic. When 2007 rolled around in business, 10 years, my passion started to wane. I started getting a little more disengaged. And for an entrepreneur, when you start losing your passion, that's not a good thing. So I decided to spin off another company at that time. And in doing so, in splitting Mojo from Marketing Candy, created this methodology, this way we did it. And as a result, ROE was born, wasn't intended to happen, but the book evolved shortly thereafter, and I found it to be truly my personal passion to communicate about.
I'm looking at your book right now, ROE Powers ROI. So it sounds like ROE, that concept, and starting Mojo Media Labs began about the same time.
They did, actually, and one drove the other. One drove my passion to drive the other, and as you can see from the cover, when you generally look at the logo, you're going to see generally ROI first, and in business, that's what we generally see is the bottom line, and we have a tendency not to focus on the people, the energy, the effort that goes into building a wildly successful business and culture. So for me, when I started to see business through different eyes and start focusing on ROE, the effort, the energy that goes into business. I got my time back and I got my ROI back as well.
Let's talk about Mojo Media Labs, and we'll go into ROE in just a few moments. Tell us about Mojo Media Labs. What do you do for your clients?
Yeah, well, I say that Mojo is my ROE laboratory, kind of going back to my roots. And it's a place that I have always tested the ROE methodology. And in time and time, it comes back verified, not just from the employees, but from our clients and from our suppliers as well. We're very vertically integrated in trying to do good across the board. But ROE has definitely impacted Mojo. Mojo, we call it an inbound marketing agency. So inbound is a new way to do digital marketing. We are a content agency that optimizes content for social promotion. So we also do social media. In addition, though, we use tactics to pull people in to the brand. We don't shout through traditional marketing and traditional advertising. So it's a way of using a magnet to people's brand to make an attractive website and turning websites into lead generation machine that's your number one salesperson.
Speaking of websites, so you know where to get more information about Michael, you can go to mojomedialabs.com. And to get more specific information about ROE, you can go to rmichaelrose.com. You'll get more information there. So you work with a company and you really help them get involved with other people on social media. So you're interacting with them with the inbound marketing.
We do, and we are value added sellers of the HubSpot platform. And HubSpot is shaking the world up in online marketing. They're a big player in the game. We're gold level partners with HubSpot, and just really evangelate the message of inbound marketing in general. But what we do is we tell company stories. We explain timelines, backstories, but when you go to a website, it needs to be very, very attractive, not sticky, but attractive. And you do that through content. You do that through building a website for the client, not building the website for the company. And as a result, people will engage with that brand, but they go there to educate themselves, to make a buying decision. And we can then use the software and our own methodology to find out when that visitor is close to a buying decision. And then that's when sales should be involved. Otherwise, it becomes a marketing function where we should be benevolent, where we educate people first, not sell them first.
You're talking about engagement. It's also value added, too, to help those clients know what they're getting from that. That then leads to ROE. I want to ask you more, sure, more about that, because that's an interesting concept. Again, the book is ROE, The Ultimate Way to Think and Communicate for Ridiculous Results. And before I forget, can someone purchase this from your website, rmichaelrose.com?
Actually, if you go to, yes, they can, as a matter of fact, and you can go to mojomedialabs.com too. Go to my bio page, and there's a free chapter download there. As an example of inbound marketing, I want to educate before I sell. So the free chapter download is available for people to try, but the book is available at amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or 800 CEO Read, wherever you buy your books.
And remember, it's R. Michael Rose, R-O-E, very easy to remember. But let's talk about that concept, mm-hmm, because you wrote the book, you do workshops, you teach, you explain, you help your clients with this. What is ROE?
Few people realize that there's three distinct roles in every business, and these roles must be balanced in order to be have a very successful business. And those roles I define as simply way one, the visionary, way two, the strategist, and way three, the tactician. And as simple as that sounds, it's very difficult to actually put in practice in many cases. So having the right person sitting in the right seat is critical for success. And as simple, again, as it is, it's directly impacted to return on investment or the bottom line. So what I say is, in business, there's a double bottom line. At the bottom of our P&Ls and our balance sheets, we see the double bottom line. The first line is ROE. The bottom line is ROI. And those two must work together. So if we invest in our people through mentoring and personal and professional development, we'll ultimately get this feedback loop to get better return on investment.
You're talking about three different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. Those are difficult for many entrepreneurs. Many entrepreneurs can't think in those three dimensions. As a matter of fact, I had a guest on last week who is the new CEO of a company, and the founder of the company stepped back because he knew he couldn't handle those areas. So do you work with entrepreneurs or CEOs to help wear out three hats or find other people to help with that?
You know, I did not, to be honest with you, know a lot about organizational design, OD, organizational development, before I wrote the book. It's something I learned in the process of writing the book and solving my own pain. And in doing so, I think you're absolutely right. It's we have built a coaching and consulting program around, first of all, working with a company or individuals to find their passions. Because when your seat and your hat are aligned, that's the day you walk home into your home at the end of the day and said, I had a great day. The day that was great, you're passionate, you're excited, you're ready to go back and do it again, your seat and hat were aligned. So if your passion is the visionary, the idea person, if you like to ideate, if you like to lead, if you're the visionary of the company, then you're the way one thinker. You think like the way one. That's what you're most passionate about. And when that seat aligns to that hat, then that was the great day. The day that was not so great, that's where you're either sitting in a strategy role or a tactics role. And that's where the seats you need to hire people to fill and surround yourself with. So you can spend time that's more aligned to your passions.
Well, the base what you're saying on, again, ROE, the ultimate way to think and communicate for ridiculous results, this book is really on communication. Is it when you're talking about engagement, that's really the communication that's going back and forth between you and your employees.
Yeah, I had to write the book for myself. I'm not a natural leader. And because of that, I needed some type of framework to help me. And, you know, I grew up in a small business that struggled, and I have a biochemistry degree. What do I know about business or leadership for that matter? So I needed that framework, that crutch to help me. So it is absolutely a communication platform. And the number one stress in business today is we're not communicating clearly enough inside the workplace, much less externally. So if we know how we're thinking, how we're communicating internally, then we can connect people to the right results. And it's been a game changer for us internally. People come up to me all the time now internally and say, hey, you're micromanaging, or you're doing this, or you're doing that. And it's a way to disagree without being disagreeable, because we can point to the problem or the challenge in a methodology and not be so finger-pointing back and forth.
And as you talked about communication, you also use the word connect too. Not only you're increasing that communication, but also the connection between people so they understand each other.
Connection between people, but also connecting people to a company. You know, what we talk about, we break down all the business buzzwords. If you want to think inside the box or outside the box, if you want to be at 52,000 feet or in the weeds, if you want to connect through brainstorming or bouncing an idea off of, these are the buzzwords we break apart, and we really decode them using this communication methodology. And as a result, it starts to create questions in a company that people need to answer in order to be effective. Why, how, what is another big one. So they're building a cathedral in Milan, for example, and they ask the bricklayer, what are you doing? And he's building a brick wall. They ask the next bricklayer, what are you doing? And he's building a cathedral. One bricklayer could know why they were doing what they were doing. And if employees know why they're doing what they're doing, it changes the game. But that forces companies to start asking the questions, what are our core values? What's our mission? What's our purpose? What's our why? Starbucks has the best why in the world, and it's not community. That's their strategy. Their why is to be the third place, that place between home and work. When you walk into your home, when you walk into your work, you're generally greeted by your name. What's written on the Starbucks cup? Your name. So all their tactics, all their strategies are going in the right direction to exercise, to live out their why.
Michael Rose is the author of ROE, The Ultimate Way to Think and Communicate for Ridiculous Results, which also is a part of his company, which is Mojo Media Labs, and they go together. They were developed together. So you can check it out at mojomedialabs.com, also rmichaelrose.com. Michael, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Don't go away. We have more to come. And we have Jim Mingy. Jim is the CEO of Texas Trust Credit Union. And we're going to talk about how he has dramatically in the last 3 years increased members and increased assets. We'll be back right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we're going to talk about money. Former number-crunching CPA Jim Mingy is president and CEO of Texas Trust Credit Union. When he's not pushing employees to be their best, he may be found playing a practical joke, singing a rap, or wandering around dressed as the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. And if you check the website out, PlaymakersTalkShow.com, you'll see a picture of Jim as the Tin Man. Jim joined Texas Trust in mid-2011 after spending 18 years at a credit union in Live Oak. Jim's vision to make Texas Trust the best credit union in North Texas has transformed the sleepy credit union into a fast-paced, high-energy growth engine on the path to become a $1 billion financial institution by 2016. Jim, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. It's my pleasure to be here.
A lot of interesting things I talked about. One, I'm going to pull in about The Wizard of Oz. How does dressing as the Tin Man help you move to almost $1 million in assets and 100,000 members?
Well, when I came to the credit union 3 years ago, I kind of articulated my style by saying I had three rules that I wanted us all to live by. Rule one is that you take care of yourself and your family. Rule two is you take care of the credit union and our members, our customers, we call them members. And rule three is we have a little fun along the way. And you can't have those three rules without being willing to have a little fun. And so, we every year dress up for Halloween, and this year it was the 50th anniversary of Wizard of Oz. So our executive team, our CFO, our COO, our CSO, strategic officer, and myself dressed up as the four from The Wizard of Oz and went around to all of our branches and shared a little fun on Halloween.
Well, who is Dorothy?
We have our CSO, she's a female, Pamela Stevens. So she was our Dorothy. She was going to bring her live dog, but we drew the line and said, that might be just a little too much of a distraction.
Did she have a little Toto?
She did have a little Toto, but wasn't live. So
I read that about some of the salaries. Toto made a total of $150 for being in that movie.
Wow.
Your background was CPA, and you've worked with credit unions. So how does a CPA become a CEO of a large credit union?
Well, for me, CPA stands for couldn't pass again. It was the beginning of my career, and it was a great basis for me. I worked for a big public accounting firm, Ernst & Young, and spent quite a bit of time auditing banks in South Texas and thought, man, that bank president's job looks pretty good. I might be willing to do that. And a few years later, I had a friend at a credit union that called me and said, hey, I've got an opportunity here. Would you like to check it out? And I said, sure. And the rest is history. I drank the credit union Kool-Aid. I got passionate about the difference that credit unions make in their members' lives, the things we do every day. People helping people is our philosophy, and we really try to deliver on that every day. And so a few years ago, I got the opportunity, I was looking around to see what else was out there, and this fantastic opportunity in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is just an amazing market and a very well-run, very solid credit union. The CEO job became available, so I jumped at it, and the rest is history, 3 years of having just an incredible time.
Well, we were talking earlier before the show started about being asked what's happened over the last 12 months, and you all had to think back to what's happened. But over the last 3 years, you've opened 5 new branches, a new headquarters facility. You merged with Security One Federal Credit Union. You developed a 7-year sponsorship agreement with the University of Texas Arlington Intercollegiate Athletics Department. You contributed more than $500,000 to local schools. What's next?
That's a great question. We we kind of are very passionate about what we do, and we're very passionate about the relationships we develop. We really believe that our business is simple. It's like most people's businesses out there. It's based on you build it one relationship at a time, one great experience at a time, providing service so great that our members brag about us. So they go home and tell their family and their friends and their neighbors what a great job we did to help them out. And we're very passionate about that. So as we've developed these relationships across the communities, it seems like, we get more and more traction as we go out there and work in the community. And we get so many fantastic opportunities to make a difference and give back. Our relationships with the schools, we're very passionate about giving back to those folks and helping the school districts with their budgets cut, perhaps do some things for teachers and students they wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And that kind of led to the University of Texas at Arlington partnership. And so we're really blessed to have great relationships in our communities. And that's what our real drive is to make a difference in the communities. Our mission is to build brighter financial futures. That's what we're all about every day. And we believe by doing those great partnerships in the area that that we can do that and we can make a difference.
When I was in school, junior high, high school, grammar school for that matter too, I knew nothing about money. I happened to take a home ec course, which is personal financial planning, when I was in college. I began to understand money and everything about that. But it looks like you're doing that with the schools too. Tell us a little bit about the Spirit Rewards reward program that you developed.
Yes, we a few years ago, we branded debit cards for local school districts. Grand Prairie ISD was our first one. Now we have several others that are in the pipeline. And so if you support that school district, go to the high school, have a kid that goes to the high school or are an alumni of the high school, you can get that branded debit card. And every time you use that card, 15 cents a transaction goes back to the school to support that school. And it's a way for us to give back, and it's a win-win for us as well. Of course, we're getting a great active checking account and making a little money on that. But we first did it, and we thought, well, if in the first year we can give $50,000 back, we'll have been wildly successful. That was kind of what we budgeted. And the first year we doubled that to $100,000. And I thought, man, is this the top? Is this as much as we're going to be able to do? And every year it's gone up. And the years since we started it, $500,000 has been given back. It's just it's amazing. It's very good for us, and it's very good for them. And we love it.
Well, this helps set you apart too, because really in the banking business, credit unions, whatever, you're similar to all the rest of them out there. It used to be location, location, location was important, but now with the internet, you don't have to have that location. It's not as important. But from what you're doing, it sounds like you're setting yourself apart from every other credit union or other financial institution out there with, if nothing else, having fun and, as you said, developing relationships with your customers. That is that your focus and what you're attempting to do?
It is. We are, at the end of the day, in the business of the retail delivery of financial services. That's so that's why we're not a whole lot different than most retail shops out there. We are in a commodity business. Banking has become a commodity business. You can get a checking account anywhere. Your insurance company wants to, not only have your insurance, but do your car loan and have your checking account as well. So we feel like in that commodity business, we need to differentiate ourselves from the market somehow. And one of the opportunities we've seen is the ability to be very active in the community, be very passionate about helping people build a brighter financial future, helping them get their kids educated, giving back and being involved in the local communities that we serve. And we believe that's how we can differentiate ourselves from Bank of America and Chase and Wells Fargo, who really have probably about 85% of the deposits in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. They're great institutions. I would never knock them, but they don't quite go about it the way we do. And we think that having that local person that you can call and contact when you have a problem, I talk to members all the time. Something happens and they want to talk to me, my door's always open. Come on in. And so we think that's a way we can build success over the long term, and hopefully, look back 20 years from now when I retire and say, wow, we had a great run. We're one of the best credit unions up here in North Texas. That's what we're hoping for.
Well, you have a big G goal for 2016. Tell us about that, and tell us what the goal is and how you plan on making it happen in 2 years.
Well, we are I'm a big believer in Good to Great. I think it's been an excellent book for me. And he talks about Jim Collins talks about the big, hairy, audacious goal. And so when we came in, we sat down as a management team and as with the board and talked about, what do we want to be when we grow up? or maybe when we get to be teenagers, maybe it'll be 5 years is probably not grown up yet. But so what do we want to be? So we looked at it and said, we can make a difference. If we could double our customer base, our membership in 5 years, we would have really been successful. So we realized there was a lot of things we had to do in order to get that done. And we began ticking those off the list. And that's, we communicate that clearly. We do a one-page strategic plan for our employees. So they all know the vision. They all know the mission. They all know the big G. They know the initiatives we're doing each year to get it done. And with that, it's been very helpful. It's aligning that strategy again and investing that time so that everybody knows where you're headed. And if you can get everybody rowing in the same direction, it makes a powerful difference. And that's what we've been trying to do with the Big G is, you know, let everybody know we want to get to 100,000 members by the end of 2016. And we're well on the way. We're 2 years away. We've got a little work yet to do, but we're very comfortable with where we are. We're just blessed with the growth we've seen over the last 3 years.
Well, part of that is a vision and keeping that vision in front of your employees, too, to keep you focused on moving in that direction. But everything I'm hearing from you is really the way you're leading Texas Trust Credit Union. And by the way, it's texastrustcu.org to go there and open your account or go into one of the branches. But your leadership style and your ability to lead, how did you develop the way you are and how you're working with your people?
Well, I had a great upbringing. My my dad didn't graduate from high school, but it was a lifelong learner the rest of his life. Got in the military and did great things. Retired after 30 years at the highest non-commissioned officer rank, and provided a great example to me that if you work hard, you're nice to people, and you keep a positive attitude about things, great things will happen for you. And so, I've kept that with me, and I've had many experiences through my professional life. You learn probably more from some of the bad ones than you do from some of the good ones. But I've had so many examples and mentors that have helped me. And, that philosophy comes on you. And when you get the chance to be in the role that I'm in, you have so much flexibility to be able to decide what's important to you and where your focus needs to be. So I spent a lot of time thinking before I took the job about the things that I really wanted to be passionate about, the things I really wanted to demonstrate to our employees and our leadership team. And it's been a real pleasure and so much fun over the last 3 years. I have a fantastic senior leadership team that was in place when I took the job, and we've worked together extremely well. And kind of found great synergies to spread that message and things that that they really enjoy and get a kick out of. And I'm really excited. You know, I talk to them regularly and say, okay, how are we doing? What's going on with you? And every year as we sit down for the annual review, they say, I don't want to go anyplace else. I'm excited. I love this place. I love what we're doing. And so we have a great team that's going to, I think, take us to that next level.
Well, Jim, thank you very much. Obviously, with your attitude and your personality, it comes from the top and it flows south, and people are picking up the way you you operate. So thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Jim Mingy is the CEO of Texas Trust Credit Union. You can check them out at texastrustcu.org. My name is Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. You can check our current guests, our past guests on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. And listen to the podcast. And stay with us next week. We'll see you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.